Oh my goodness, you guys. Okay, so I had an edible because my throat's fucked up. So we are going to get started by complaining. Are you ready to complain with me? Okay, so some of you guys know that I was trying to get into Canada and because I got sick of what's going on here in the States. But it looks like I have fucked myself over because when, backstory. When I was in ninth grade, I ended up dating a girl, and we ended up being the quote-unquote first lesbian couple, and we received a lot of hate, and we were breaking up, and it was just, like, this chaotic mess, and, like, I was getting bullied in school, and I was not, like, someone that would stand up for herself. So, like, when I saw that someone was like, you're gonna get beat up, and they wrote it on my book, my little, the black book, the composition book. Yeah. And I was just like, fuck. So I went down to the counselors and I was like, hey, I'm getting threats on my stuff. So, you know, maybe it will be okay to like seek help or something. And they're like, well, there's nothing we can really do until something happens. And I was like, okay, well, when it happens, can I fight back? You know, like, I don't think I'm gonna, but maybe I will. Hopeful thinking. And they were like, no, you can't. You'll get in trouble as well. So I went home and I told my mom. And although my mom did a lot of bad stuff, that was one thing I was really thankful for, but now I'm not. So she tried to start to teach me schooling from 10th to 12th. And she was a dropout and did not like to learn. And so she had the answer booklet and I had the paperwork. And she would be sitting there telling me the answer was so simple because she was looking at it and I wasn't. So it got really stressful anyway. But anyway, so those 3 years were homeschooled. And I thought it was fine. So I was like realizing that Canada needed my like transcripts and stuff for high school. So I was like, okay. So I gave them what I could find of the ninth grade that was actually on record. And then I went around trying to find the, what do you call it? Ah, damn it. I just got worried that I was being too boring and then my brain shut off and stopped talking. Oh, fuck. I get so nervous even this late in the game. Anyway, I went around trying to find who would have my transcripts from 10th to 12th and they were like, just go talk to your school that was in your district when you were getting taught. So I went there and I was like, hey, I need the paperwork. And they're like, we don't carry that paperwork. You have to talk to da-da-da. So I go to the Christian company, I guess. And I was like, hey, I need my transcripts. And they're like, oh, well, they're at the public school. And I'm like, no, they're not. And so there was this whole thing. And apparently the homeschooling thing, like wherever I got it from, is not valid. So I guess I don't have a diploma as far as immigration goes, question mark. But, so yeah. That kind of put a hamper on my plans to leave because I'd only been studying about Canada. And with the election coming up and being nervous about it, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's been a whole thing, and so I don't know, like, any other countries I'd move to besides Canada, or I guess maybe I can go get my diploma a different way, but the overall arching factor was that my husband is very, I guess, American, like, he lives here, he wants to be here, and so that's fine and everything, but I was like, I want to move, and he's like, I don't want to go to a different country. Because that's, like, super scary. If you don't make it, you're by yourself and you're fucked, you know? So I was like, okay, understandable, since this is now also in our way. Well, I guess there's no point in trying to find a country that we're both comfortable in. And because, you know, you have to go visit. And you have to go see, like, the people. And even then, you don't really get a good grasp of how it is until you're, like, in the thick of it. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess I could go there on, like, a visitor visa. I don't know. Like, there's so many things that, like, I don't know. And so, like, I just feel a little stagnant. So anyway, we realized that immigration would be a little difficult right now. And so I was like, okay, well, if we can't get out of the US, then I would like to get out of the red state. Texas literally takes my freaking tax dollars and deprives me of my own fucking rights with it. And it's driving me insane. So I was sitting there looking up, because it seems like my tax dollars are going to how to make abortions more chaotic and painful and dangerous. And I'm like, why am I giving you money for this? I'm literally the one that's being affected. This is like some kind of cruel bullshit. So I was like, all right, we'll go to a blue state. And so I Googled, where are women the safest? And they said it was Massachusetts. And I was like, okay, well, I've been around to a few states. We can go check this one out. And so that's where we are right now. I want to move to Massachusetts. I mean, the weed's legal there, right? And I'll get it for a lot cheaper than I get it down here. And so yeah, just overall, it's been really chaotic and scary because, like, it seems like our government has just given up on us, and it just plays into, you know, funding wars and whatnot. And it's so stressful because, like, why are you taking so much of my tax dollars, but yet you're using them to go help people in other countries before even helping the ones that gave you that money, us, you know? And it's just like, it seems like a very dismissive parent to a child, and they're just treating us like kids, like, you don't understand what's best for you. Let us do this genocide. I'm like, what do you fucking mean? Stop. I don't want that. And they just assume that they can do whatever they want, and I hate it. It's like voting doesn't even matter because they're in the pockets of people with money more than I'll ever have. And they can get money out of them way better, way more often, way much more of it than they'll get out of me. So my opinion doesn't count. And yet still I have to pay taxes to give free health care to other countries, to give free education to other countries. And it's just like, what the fuck about us? You know? Like, if, like, when my dad got sick, he didn't have anything. We had to move. There was no social safety net up there either. And so I realized, like, it's pretty bad. And, like, when you go down to Texas, they'll say, like, oh, you get so much land, so much property, a nicer house. Yes, but you're also missing the social safety nets that will be there for you when you get too old or you get hurt or, you know, you have a miscarriage or something like that. And there has been already a serious drop in the care for women here because new young gynecological, that was not the right word, but I can't be bothered. I'll just stutter over it. Those doctors that are in the women's field are specifically not coming to Texas and not signing up for residency stuff here as often because they'll just get in trouble for helping us, the women, I mean. You know, like, the doctor can go to jail for 100 years, and the woman as well, but, like, a rapist gets, like, 6 months probation. Like, you can see where the divide is. And you can see there's people that matter and there's people that don't. And when you're aware that you're ones that don't, I guess it just feels really bleak because you want to be seen as a person, not property, you know? And it's so pervasive that, like, it's just a lot. I mean, I know most of my followers are, majority is dudes, so it doesn't really affect you guys, but if you have sisters, a mom, you give a shit about a friend, you know, anybody, I mean, they don't even have to be related to you for them to be important. It's like, all life matters. It's why I don't want genocides. It's why I don't want mass shootings. It's, you know, we can do things more safely without it being so chaotic. And I know that's a hot button and it'll upset some people. I'm sorry. But everyone has a right to their opinion, you know. And if they can form their opinions into law, I can at least speak my mind, even if it doesn't do anything. And I'm not saying that like we have to ban like even guns or anything. Just like we regulate cars, don't we? We each have like a registered car, and it's like, why is that such a crazy thing? And for a lot of like my family and stuff, when I hear wind of them talking about it, it's like they want to be able to protect their property from the government and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know if you realize it, but you bringing a gun is like the old time version of bringing a knife to a gunfight. The knife and the gun are pretty much obsolete in the face of the government. Like, we've seen other countries just take, nerve gas shit and just dump it on their people when they get pissed off. Your gun isn't gonna do anything against that. Like, they're not going to, like, send, like, 10 military men in a tank up to your house. They're just gonna, like, take a drone, fly in, bomb your shit, storm the gate, grab you, take you out, and then strap you down somewhere else. Like, it's not, this isn't the fight that you think it's gonna be, because, like, they have bigger, better weapons than us. It's just so silly. I don't. And like, I get it, because like, some places are, dangerous. Some places do have robbers. Some places do have, for crazy reasons, just animals coming into your yard or, curiously coming into your house sometimes. I mean, you see it on the videos, but those are not as common as this fervent need to have a gun to protect yourself from the internet or from the internet. Oh, that reminds, did you, I don't know if you guys heard about that one guy who got beat by another guy in a game and then tracked him down and went to go find him in real life. Oh my God. Yeah, you need a gun for that shit. But still, like, regulate shit. It doesn't have to be like a secret ninja gun. What the fuck? I don't need a ninja gun. Like, just get a regular gun, get it licensed, get it registered, whatever the fuck happens. And I don't know, go shoot your deer or whatever it is that you think you gotta do with it. But like, this whole shtick about fighting the government with the guns is, when you look at what other governments are doing when their civilians are resilient and defiant, it's just so silly to me because they have worse. I mean, they could just leave you alone and poison your water. Leave you alone, poison your land. They could leave you alone, bomb your house. The gun is not going to protect you from any of that. You need to like broaden your horizons and get better weapons. I don't know how, but like this isn't the fight that you think it's gonna be, like some like wild, wild west shit going down. Like, nah, they got bigger, better, badder weapons now, my guy. You need to be prepared. And this isn't it. You have like 17 guns, that's great, that's cool. If you're a collector, even better. I get it. But like the fight against, I'm gonna fight the government. No, you're not. No, you're fucking not. You're not even fighting them now as they're taking your rights away. Most people haven't even heard of Project 2025. And that shit is terrifying. Not just for women, not just for minorities, not just for the LGBTQIA plus stuff. It's everything. They're going after the military. They're defunding the Department of Education. Like, come on. They're already doing the thing. And they're gonna just like take all the stabilization away from you, and you're gonna collapse. With your guns piling on top of you in the rubble. Like, I just don't understand how folks don't understand that this isn't going to be like the line of defense that they're hoping for. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't understand. Of course, I'm always open to, what you guys think. I know a lot of you have really strong opinions. I don't necessarily, like, hubby has a gun. Most of my in-laws have guns. I don't have a gun just because I am bad at hand-eye coordination and would shoot the shit out of myself. I was dumb and I shot a tree once with a BB gun, and it ricocheted and it hit me in the thigh, and I cried about it. No, I don't want to be like, oh, everyone's gonna do something that's stupid, but we do have adults that think it's okay to leave a loaded gun on their dresser table, so their or their end table, night table, so their child can find it and just shoo, done. Someone's dead now. Like, fuck's sake. Like, we have more control over, like, I don't know. That goes into the whole thing as well as, like, someone that is mature and can handle a dangerous piece of property versus someone who thinks it's a game and wants to role play, I don't know, siege, whatever. And of course, I'm not advocating to go make better weapons. I'm just saying currently we're losing rights at a crazy cost. And it's like they're, it's like almost like I feel like the government's using it as a distraction for like some parts of the politics. It's just like dangling these guns at them. They're like, we're going to take these away, or they're going to take them away. They're going to do it. You better vote for us. Ooh, scary. And like every time a Democrat has come into place, we don't take their guns, have we? Is there a message I'm missing? Like, I don't say I'm the most informed bitch, but like, you know, from what I see, it always seems like we're like, hey, maybe register them, you know, get it like a car. And then the other side's just like, no, if you take any kind of action against this, this is an infringement of my right. And then like the government is still just like taking the other rights and just leaving them with the gun right. Like, we can't even be homeless now, right? So you can have a gun, but you can't be homeless. What? That seems so counterproductive for a healthy society, a successful society. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just seems like it's a big plot. And that sounds like a conspiracy, and I guess it is. But that's what it feels like. Because the fucking politics always seems to get derailed. It doesn't go back to, like, people needing things and getting the support they need from their government. It's just, look at those guys. They think you're ugly. Nuh-uh, I heard they said that you are fat. Like, fuck you, dude. Stop trying to do this fucking pitting the civilians against each other while you two work fucking behind the scenes to get what you want. Like, if you guys go, if the politicians on both sides go on vacations together, then how much can you disagree with someone? Because when I don't like the fundamental, like, existence of a person's beliefs, and they, like, directly go against my own, I don't want to go out and have fun with them. I don't want to go spend time with them. What the fuck? It just seems very shady. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. I mean, they've overturned Roe v. Wade, which, quote-unquote, was set in stone. No, it's not. And they fucking know it. They know, like, when they put in the things for the billionaires and they lay out the fucking laws for those, they're like, oh, we need to put this in writing, like, right now, we need to codify this. But, like, the other stuff, they're like, we'll get to it maybe next semester. Good luck. Vote for me. Like, fuck off. Ugh, I need to calm down. Jesus. This shit gets me heated. I'm sorry. Like, for that bit about the, gynecological. Damn it, I said it wrong again the right way. Fuck. Anyway, the gyno. Yeah, that's what we'll go with, okay. And it says, for Texas anyway, overall in metro counties, there is an average of 52.5 women's health providers per 100,000 women of childbearing age. And for non-metro counties, that average drops to 48.9. It's sucks. Like, we're literally losing healthcare because of the laws that they're putting in. And so, like, I can't live here. There's literally, the people who can help me will not come here because it's not safe for them to come here, let alone me, the person that needs the treatment, you know? It's freaking insane. And like I said, we're funding other countries, and like, for example, Israel right now. We give the most aid to Israel at about $310 billion adjusted for inflation in total economic and military assistance. We also provide aid packages to other Middle Eastern countries like Egypt, Iraq, but Israel gets a lot of it. So if we have all this money to take care of other countries and help them fund better health care, help them fund cheaper incentives to get people healthier, happier, and yada yada. We're not helping the Philadelphia mess with the drug pandemic thingy that's going on. I don't know if pandemic's the right word, but I couldn't think of it. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that are out there taking drugs that are stuck on the street. Why aren't we helping our own people? No, instead, we're making it illegal to be homeless? Are you fucking dumb? What the hell's wrong with you? It's not like people want to be homeless. They would like to not be fucking under the sweltering heat or the bitter freezing cold. They want to be inside. They want to be normal. Why do we treat our... We're barely treated better. And it's just when you get to the bottom of it and they're like, yeah, criminalize homelessness, get in the jail and work for free for us. Like, that's fucking shitty. No one should have to do that, especially in a country like this. We're raised like, oh, we're so great. Oh, it's so wonderful. But we're not taking care of our own. We're only taking care of the outsider people. Why? Is it because we are already giving our money up to the government? And so there's nothing else that they need to do to milk us, I guess? Oh, baby. But, like, seriously, you know what I mean? We also have the trouble that our prisons are, I think most or many, if not all, are privatized. And recently, one of those private prisons was suing the government for not having enough criminals inside. Like, if there's not people committing crimes, shut the fuck up. Just shut the whole fuck up, okay? They're like looking for shit to put you away for so they can fill up the fucking prisons. Is that what this is? Is that why you criminalized homelessness? You fucking bastards? Like, honestly, we make architecture where homeless people can't sleep. It makes it uncomfortable for them to sleep. And sometimes they even try to like weave it into, oh, it's a disability thing. So like they'll take like a bench and then cut out the middle so no one can lay down on it like a homeless person would likely want to do to stay off the ground and not get eaten by bugs. But they like have this huge gap so you can put your wheelchair in the middle of the bench. And that's supposed to be inclusivity. And literally, like, I saw someone comment. They're like, not gonna lie, being in a wheelchair, I don't normally have to struggle to find a place to sit, let me tell ya. Like, it's just so nefariously, like, wicked. Like, you know there's a homelessness problem. You can identify that because you're making products over there that hurt them or deter them from existing at that space. Why don't you fucking learn how to home them? Like, we've seen prison, like, industry stuff that works in other countries where they're actually treated like people and not freaking felons. And if we're so worried about felons, why do we let this one run for fucking president? Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't track. Like, if you're gonna be one way, be that way consistently. Be thorough. I'm tired of this, oh, well, I can do it, but you can't. Fuck you. Fuck off. No. That's wrong. You're wrong. Shut up. I do not understand why there are people out there who think it's okay. And I understand it's probably because I'm neurodivergent and I think everyone's equal. And apparently that is not the way that most of the world works. But in truth, everyone came out of a fucking pussy. Everyone had to grow up the same, like, time period. They just had different opportunities within that or trauma and other stuff. It's not their fault. They didn't ask to be here. We should be fucking helping them. But instead, we're funding money to go fight somewhere else and do something else. Like, no. Put your money back in here, you little motherfuckers. Do your fucking job in Congress. Stop sitting there wringing your fucking hands and crying your fucking blues saying you can't fucking do anything. It's bullshit, because when you want to do something, when you want to go do insider trading, when you want to go get a fucking increase in your pay for all that quote-unquote work you do, yeah, no, no, fuck you. Just fuck off. Okay, I have to go away because I got upset again and I got excited. I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell. I really don't. I just get so passionate about this. Okay, I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. It's insane. And like I said, we give over $3 billion to Israel. And the next guy in the line is Egypt. And they don't even get $200 billion. So why is our dick so deep in Israel? I don't understand. I don't. Why aren't we stopping the murders? It just seems like it's such a crazy world. And I just don't understand. Okay, I want to stop ranting about this, so I will record the next piece next time, because now I'm just upset about it. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back, and I'm more mad now. Oh my gosh. Okay, so for the past few days, we have been working towards, looking for houses up in Massachusetts. And it has been so hectic and busy and just like, it's like as soon as we wake up and like, do work or whatever, like right after work and till bedtime. It's like you have to call the realtor, you have to look at the documents, you have to do research. Oh my goodness, there's so much to do. Oh, okay. But I'm angry, and we're gonna get to that. This is another thing for the girlies, and also the dudes with wives, girlfriends, da da da. Dude, there's fucking lead and arsenic in our freaking tampons. What do you fucking mean? Like, oh, how hard is it not to put this shit in our food, water, clothing, and everything else? Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. Like, you cannot, like, have anything. Like, your house might have lead in it. Your fucking pussy might have lead in it. Your dick might have lead in it. We don't know. Like, what the f- Oh my God. Like, why? Well, is this why, like, everyone's, like, always inflamed and, like, swollen and it doesn't make any sense? Like, I feel like this, like, teeters on, like, the road of, like, conspiracy theories and shit. Because it's, like, real easy to just, like, if you believe one thing, then, and it's, like, real fucked up and, like, deceptive, then you're more likely to believe that they could do something else that is equally or more so deceptive. But it's like, you. We. You can see how frustrated I can get. The government needs to do better, and they just want to sit on their ass and just be like, that sounds like a you problem. Like, are you fucking kidding me? What am I paying you for? Period. Oh my God. I said period like I was fucking voice to texting content when I it's like when I write scripts. Sometimes like my brain will go too fast for my fingers to type. So then I'll just voice to text it in the little browser thing and I'll just read whatever the script is saying like in my brain and it'll just go out but like I'll format it so it has like period so you have to say period after stuff. Oh, I'm so silly. Oh, I have been doing so good on my fucking what do you call that? Like the positive reinforcement. I'm like slowly retraining my brain not to be a dickhole to me, and it's fine, the fuck I'm working. Because I was messing or I messed up on something the other day and I was not an asshole to myself and I didn't like downgrade myself or anything like that. So it really is starting to work. But like sometimes I still often have to say the thing out loud, like, oh fuck, that was dumb. You're not dumb, but what happened was dumb and the choice you made was not correct. like stuff like that. And I'm being nicer to myself, and the inner voice is starting to actually be nice to me too. So it's like kind of working like as an like innate thing instead of it just being like all my bullies and like negative thoughts and stuff. So that's a really good thing. Oh, and also I learned that like so they had banned lead in like 1978, I think. And so a lot of the houses that we're looking at are basically really old. And so when we started doing some paperwork the other day, they had us sign a thing. It was like the buyer or the seller doesn't have any idea if there's lead in here and good luck. And that was it. And then they were like down at the bottom it was like and you waive an inspection. And I'm like, what the hell? Why would I waive an inspection? Because I was like, well, it's good that they're at least, doing their part to get lead out of the whatever. But that's not the case. Apparently, it's very common for, well, because they're so old of a house that they definitely have lead in them, but the solution is to just paint over it, I guess. And I guess for like some things, you have to do more intensive work, but apparently, that is the a cure, I guess, for having lead in your home, which doesn't seem that good of an idea, because like, I don't want to sleep on top of a hungry lion and just one day it might wake up finally, or figure out to claw through the boards or something. I don't know why I'm even equating lead to lions, but here we are. But that was just really weird to me, so I was like, oh, I don't know about that, but the realtor told me that this is just like a really normal practice, and I'm what the heck? I don't know about that, but I guess it's what they do. It's kind of sad though, because it's like a cycle of ignorance. Because if you do get the thing tested, if you get the house tested, then and that costs like a couple $100 apparently, and the fucking seller has to report it. So they go with this like, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. or rather, hear no lead, speak no lead. And they're just like an ignorant cycle. Good luck. You know, I'm like, what the hell? This seems so. I tell you what, the way that that things are going, it's like people want to put in the least amount of effort that they possibly can and see how much they can get paid for it. And it's just so exhausting because, I get it. Society's pretty fucked up right now. No one cares about the younger generations. We're throwing them to the fire as far as global warming goes. And if you don't believe in global warming by now, I'm sorry, you're dumb. I'm sorry. You gotta open your fucking brain a little bit. Let some fucking air in. Wind that shit the fuck out. Air it out. I don't know. Put some fucking decorations in there and start using it. It's like global war. That's another thing too. In Nantucket, in Massachusetts, we saw that one of the houses on the beachfront is fucking losing its damn land. And soon it's going to approach the house. And one of the houses next door is sold for $1.9 million. Well, that house just sold for 200K because the fucking plot of land is falling into the ocean. I don't understand that there are people in reality that just look at the actual way that the world is, see the reality of it, and just say, it doesn't really fit with what I want. The world does not care what you want, sweetheart. The world is the way it is, and you're just stuck living in it. You can do your best, or you can shit on it. But fuck you if you shit on it, because everyone's gonna have to clean up your mess. You filthy fuck. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. And like I said, I get it. We're throwing people to the fucking fires here, and the waters, apparently. But, it's just, everyone is so burnt out and so basically stuck in a freeze slash fawn slash fight mode where they have so much stress going on and no one's taught anybody how to fucking regulate their shit, right? This shit should have been put in schools, how to calm yourself down, because my parents certainly didn't know how to do that. I had to figure that shit out on my own in my 20s. Well, much later, because I'm still pretty fiery right now. But still, you don't learn how to cope with disappointment and rejection. And, you know, on top of that, you're also being treated unfairly. You're getting minimum wage that can't minimally support you. And they're like, oh, well, that's a shitty job. You should move up in the world. Yeah, okay, sure, why not? But also, we're going to need people in these positions, you stupid motherfucker. So why don't you pay them properly? Why don't you? This is the stupidest shit. You're burning out your fucking employees and you're making their life hard. And then you're trying to take away everything you can get away with taking from them so you can put it under your own fucking butt and fucking sit on it and let it just fucking waste away somewhere in the fucking bank. I mean, I own my own business, and of course, it's not like a brick and mortar business, obviously, but I do have a few people who work for me, and I do pay them. I pay my mods, and I pay my editor, and I even pay my husband to do the uploads and manage the overarching, technical stuff, like uploads and stuff like that. So it's like I understand how to run a business somewhat, sort of. I mean, not a giant one, obviously. But maybe that's the problem. Maybe there shouldn't be giant ones if you can't learn to appreciate the people that are working because all of a sudden there's too many and they become a number instead of a person. Then fucking downsize. Stop treating people like fucking items. Fucking trading their life essence, essentially, for your fucking dollars. For paltry pay as well. Hold on, I'm thirsty. Oh my God. Hubby got me some tea, and it was like Texas tea. If you've been to Texas, you know Texas tea is so fucking sweet and so insanely you sniff it and you get a cavity, all right? So I have now watered it down. I have 1 gallon of this fucking tea, and I've gotten 3 gallons of tea out of it. It's like that sweet, Jesus Christ. But so yeah, what was I saying? Hold on, I have to go back and listen now because I got detracted, detracted, distracted. Ugh, Jesus. Okay, so yeah, Those jobs do suck. They're not fun, you know, but you could make them not as fucking awful, especially with the way that we've like constructed this whole the customer is always right thing, giving this crazy sense of entitlement to average Americans and probably all over, but I can't speak for other places, so I'm just gonna speak about what I know. But like everyone is just so entitled now, like insanely entitled. Like, I'm not just talking about like the preppy little boy that comes from a rich family at the, you know, school that has like a cute outfit and talks a little like pompous or whatever. No, I'm talking like they feel they have the right to abuse you because they're unhappy. Regardless if it's the product you're selling, your face, their day being shitty, they want to be able to abuse you and be able to walk away with something better than what they started with. And companies have just like encouraged this behavior of the customer's always right. Oh, we're so sorry, da da da. And it's so rare to see like managers and stuff stick up for the employees that are getting bullied by these fuckheads that are coming in to come bully people. Like, no, okay, if you're gonna do that, everyone needs to fucking work in retail or service providing industries for a year or two, so you could understand what a shithole fucking place that is and how you fucking get treated for how little pay you make. Like, this is just insanity. So you have like these entitled motherfuckers that are like strutting around. Mind you, they all have trauma that they have not like resolved, and so they're angry. They are like running on autopilot where they're just reacting to things without wondering, why am I reacting this way? Or does this have anything to do with the situation at hand? Or did it happen today in the morning when I had a spite or a spat with my kid? You know, like stuff like that. They're just like, no, I get to come here and I get to fucking verbally abuse you because money. No, bitch, get the fuck out. So, anyway, I run a business. And it's like for like my mods and stuff, when I pay them out and stuff, I'm not like, I don't hover over people. I hate hovering over people because it's irritating and draining for me. I don't want to have to hover over you. I'm asking you to work for me so I don't have to do this portion of it, you know. So I ended up finding mods that, you know, really meshed well. Some didn't. Some did for a while, and then shit went fucked and they got yeeted, you know. But like for the majority of it, and I've had like this a similar set of mods for like almost as long as I've been in this business. Like, they're just so amazing, and like we mesh so well up more often than not. Like, there's little disputes, little disturbances, but we try to resolve them and we always try to be respectful. And like, whenever someone can't get to something or can't do what they're paid to do, they'll ask another person, can you help me? And the other one will say yes, and then they'll do it. And it's like this cohesive, like, we're all working towards the same goal, you know. And I like it that they're not like afraid to be like, hey, wait, this doesn't make any sense. Why are we doing it this way? And if I have a good reason for it, I'll tell them. And if I don't have a good reason, or if they are not seeing eye to eye, I'll be like, hold on, maybe I've messed up. So I'll hear them out and I'll try to figure out what's going on and if anything needs to be changed, you know. And so like it's like a cohesive thing. Like, everyone's together in this. It's not like I'm gone just AFK and not helping at all. It's not that people are just like, it's so good. It's so good. And like with my editor as well, an amazing guy. Oh my God, he's so talented. Just fucking wickedly talented. You guys have seen so much of his work. It's so good. But also, sidetrack. There's a little audio I'm working on that's a drama action, and I have taken it to him and I have begged him to make it pop, and he gave me the first 28 seconds, and oh yeah, cannot wait. It's so fucking good. Ah! But like, you know, so like when I talk to him about things, I'll be like, hi, do you have time to work on this? And if he doesn't, he'll be like, no, I don't. I have this until this date. And I'll be like, okay, so then I have to decide if I need it now or if I can put this off and do something else to substitute, stuff like that. And so, like, it's a lot of communication and a lot of, like, figuring out where everyone's at. So, like, if he needs something, I always try to show up and, you know, I don't act irritated, like, oh, this is an inconvenience. Because, like, for example, my husband has a boss at work who, if he is involved in having to do any of the changes, and excuse me, And basically have a hand in any of it, that he has to get up and do something, he throws a fit and, you know, throws shade at my husband for it. Because he's like a manager or whatever and doesn't want to, you know, go out there and do anything for himself. He just wants to delegate and not have to be sucked into it. But that's just not how good, you know, production works. That's not how business works. So, and it just doesn't make any sense for people to just continue doing it that way. So, because like when I run into it, I know that they're not trying to frustrate me. I mean, they're just trying to get help, clarification, stuff like that. And for the boss or whatever position of power you have to be jumping down their throat or acting like it's such a big inconvenience, it's like, fuck you, buddy. This is your fucking gimmick. Like, what? What do you want? And that's another thing, too. That's why I'm so glad that, like, once we move, John gets a chance to be a house husband, because, like, that job is so, and, like, so many jobs are run that way, like, businesses and stuff. Like, if things are done incorrectly, but it's always been done incorrectly, then somehow that's the correct way to do it. Even if it's an inconvenience to you, the customer, but until the customer comes back and says the customer's always right, and then the manager will bully the fucking employee and be like, oh, why'd you do it like that? No, I did it because you said it to do it this way. Don't fucking throw me under the bus, you motherfucker. Are we not in this together? That's the problem. That's the problem. Businesses have shunned away from like being like, not family, not family, because we're never family, but you know, we gave a shit about each other, like at least a little. Or maybe it was just that they were too shy to be a dick. I don't know. Now, though, it's just like it's every man for himself. It's so individualistic. And we're heading towards a time where individuals are not going to pick themselves up by the bootstraps, because those bootstraps are going to fucking rip. There's no safety net. So you have to band together and work together. But everyone's like, well, why do I have to do that for you? And you should just do this for me. It's like everyone saw, like, I don't know, like the Kim Kardashians or something, and were like, look at the way they treat people. Look at the way the famous celebrities treat people. I want to be able to treat people like shit. I want to be important enough to be able to treat people badly and still be loved and respected and da da da. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. You're not a person that belongs in society. I'm sorry. You suck. I'm fucking. Well, actually, no. I'm not sorry. You should know you suck. I think you know on a personal level that if you want to treat people badly because of your fucking status, then you're a shit fucking person and don't deserve to be here. Good luck when you get into old age and there's no one to fucking take care of you. Because if you think your kids are gonna do it, you think the friends that you shit on are gonna do it, they ain't gonna do shit. That ain't how shit works. And you'll see that if you look for anybody behind the scenes. Because, of course, whenever we see these celebrities or these famous people treating people like shit, we're like, we only see that section, that caption, that capsule of time. And later on, they're going to need people. And then those people aren't going to be there. I mean, you can look at J-Lo, like when she got a hit for that stupid rudeness she was doing at the Met Gala? I don't know. I don't keep up with this shit. But anyway, she threw a look and was basically an asshole. And then she was like, just basically being a cunt. I don't know. It's crazy because I used to like her when I was growing up. Like, the if you had my love bullshit. Like, I was watching that shit on MTV. I was like, oh, she's so pretty. She has everything. And apparently, it looks like she can never get enough love for herself. Because she has, I hate watched that video, that movie of her love story or whatever. And now all of a sudden, she's fucking getting divorced and she's so sad, boo hoo. Because it's not about your fucking performance. Your fucking little pretty movie about your love story is not you listening to your mate. It's not you listening to what your mate needs. It's just you fucking peacocking out there, showing, oh, I am so perfect. Oh, this is such a grand love. Everything's great for me. And you are literally ignoring your partner saying, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want you to make this movie. And she's like, he doesn't want me to make the movie. And but he will love me anyway. No, you're fucking abusing people by not fucking respecting their boundaries. If someone doesn't want to be in a fucking movie about love that doesn't feel real to them, or for whatever his fucking reasons were, honestly, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But he said he didn't want to be in it. So why is he in it? Why are you pushing to see if he really loves you and is doing all this? Oh my goodness, it's just such a rant, isn't it? I'm so sorry. We've already gone over 30 minutes. sorry. It's just the people, oh, people get me. I don't much like people, I guess. Or rather, there's a very small sector of people that I feel safe enough to let my guard down around and feel like they're safe enough and not like those people. Because those people you run into more often than not. And it's just like, if it's just bad and it's frustrating. And I've seen the power dynamics and just, it's just, okay, this just sounds like a crazy bitch talking. Oh, it's just people. They don't have any critical thinking skills or any compassion or empathy anymore. It's like they got wiped away somewhere, and now it's just these selfish, entitled people who demand you allow them to step over your boundaries to prove that they are worthy. And if you make them feel unworthy by stating your boundaries, then you are the problem. And that is such a fucked up mechanic to work with. And I don't know. It's just, I'll probably rant about this again. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, people not listening and, like, seeing boundaries and still not communicating. And because a lot could go a long way with just a few, you know, short conversations about shit. But no, that's what it is. But anyway, now that I've got myself all worked up, I guess it is time to go record a rather spirited audio. All right. I love you, and I'll see you soon. Take care and be safe, okay? All right. I'll be back next time. Wait for me.